وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته يا أبا إسماعيل، بارك الله فيك، حفظك الله. Focus on me يا أخي. I would like to clarify it for you and give you a benefit. My dear brother, number one. أولو العزم من الرسل, it go to all the rusul that they mention in the Quran. You understand? What's the evidence of that? Lots, number one. The language of it. The meaning of أولو العزم means those who they have the patience. And we know all those prophets, they have the patience for the da'wah and for calling to Allah Azza wa Jal. That's why Allah Ta'ala mentioned them in the Quran to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So the Prophet, he take what? The steps. فَاصْبِرْ كَمَا صَبَرُ الْعَزْمِ الرَّسُولِ. Patient. Like how those prophets and messengers, they patient. The meaning of it. So men huna is not tabi'i, is not part of the, yani patient, like how some of the prophets and messengers, they patient. No. Men huna tabiniya means patient, like how all the prophets and the messengers before you, they patient. This number one. So the language of it. You understand the meaning of it in the language. Ulul azm, ulul sabr. Imagine. Remember, Ahmadullah Ta'ala, when the Shah al-Bani, he said, it's obligate on the normal callers to Allah, which they are not prophets. The ulama, the scholars, obligate on them to patient, to call to Allah Azza wa Jalla. What about the prophets? Yani, the normal people been ordered to have azm to do da'wah to Allah Azza wa Jalla. What about the normal people? What about the prophets? Sorry, what about the prophets? So this is number one. Number two, ya akhi, barakallah feek. Imagine. Why Allah Jalla A'la mentioned the story of Ismail wa Idris wa Dhalkifli wa all the prophets that be mentioned other than the five in the Quran? What for? Allah Jalla A'la mentioned them for Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam follow the steps. And he take what? Take their way. In the da'wah and in the sabr. You understand? In the sabr and the da'wah. So that was what? The reason for Allah Jalla to mention them in the Quran. From the Prophet ﷺ to take an example for them. Like Allah Jalla قال لك الله عليه وسلم in the Quran. نحن نقص عليك أحسن القصص بما أوحينا إليك هذا القرآن وإن كنت من قبل من الغافلين. We give you the best stories and examples. Even though before that you didn't know about it, and this is go back to the old stories and mentions in the Quran. Another thing, أخي بارك الله فيك. Do you know that this opinion to make the Ulul Azm only for those five, it calls for those people who they said, and for those ulama who they said, it's only for those five. The Azm is only for those five. It calls for them to say the other messengers, that is the prophets only. You understand? And this is another wrong also, which is conflict with the Quran clearly. Allah Jalla A'la mentioned prophets that they are not among the five by the name of the Rasul. Like Allah Azza said, وَذْكُرْ فِي الْكِتَابِ إِسْمَعِيلَ إِنَّهُ كَانَ صَادِقَ الْوَعْدِ وَكَانَ رَسُولًا نَبِيًّا. رسول النبي. Allah Jalla A'la said, Ibrahim was a Rasul and Nabi. Clearly like that. And he is not among the five that have been mentioned together in one text. Means he's not among the five who we claim them, they are the best among the messengers. But he was Rasul and Nabi also. His father was higher than him, better than him, because Ismail followed his steps. But even with that, he was Rasul and Nabi also. Barakallahu feek. So this is another delay also. وَهَكَذَا قَوْلُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ الْقُرْآنِ تِلْكَ الرُّسُلُ فَضَّلْنَا بَعْضُهُمْ عَلَى بَعْضٍ مِنْهُمْ مَنْ كَلَّمَ اللَّهِ تِلْكَ الرُّسُلُ. Those messengers, we make some of them better than others, but all of the messengers. You understand? And this go back to all the messengers that mentioned in the Quran, because this in Ayat al-Baqarah among the latest ayah that revealed to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Until the end, there are lots of points to reply for this point, for this issue. But the conclusion of that, Ulul Azm go back to all the messengers that been mentioned in the Quran. That's why Allah Jalla wa'ala gave it to us and gave it to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Fahimta? فالله جل وعلا he give us the stories to follow the steps in the azm and in the sabr and the da'wah, all of them, no exception. You understand? And all of them also messengers and prophets. حبك الله. And you're asking about they are the best. Clearly, yes, اجماع, consensus of the Muslimin, those five messengers who they be mentioned in one text together first thing in Surah Al-Ahzab, then in Surah, it is by the order, then in Surah Al-Shura. In Surah Al-Ahzab, قال الله عز وجل أخذنا من النبيين ميثاقا وإذ أخذنا من النبيين ميثاقا ومنك ومن نوح وإبراهيم وموسى وعيسى بن مريم وأخذنا منهم ميثاقا غليظا. سورة الشورى قال الله تعالى شرع لكم من الدين ما وصى به نوح والذي أوحينا إليكم ووصينا به إبراهيم وموسى وعيسى أن أقيموا الدين ولا تتفرقوا به. This is by the order, not by the reveal. If you're talking about which thing came to the Prophet first, Ashura came first, then Al-Ahzab came after that. But in the order, Al-Ahzab first, then Ashura. So those Prophet who they be mentioned together in one ayah, in one verse, in these two surahs, is the best among the messengers and the prophets of Allah Ta'ala who have been sent to the mankind with the consents. Those who they been mentioned to us, minhum man qasasna alayka wa minhum man lam naqsas alayka. Those prophets who they been mentioned to us in the Quran, or those prophets that Allah didn't tell us about them in the Quran, you understand? They are the best among all. Why? Because they have more azm, more sabr. Allah Jalla choose them more, they have more ibtila. So they have more. Does it mean the rest they don't have? You understand? So I'm sure inshallah the masala is clear for you, barakallahu feek.